Ozzy.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, Sharon. According to Ozzy and Sharon's son, Jack, Ozzy's doing much better. He's on the mend after being hospitalized. That's good news.
He's old.
He is. And Ozzy...
He's been through a lot.
I don't know if you remember, but Ozzy flipped over a four-wheel vehicle years ago and almost died.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been through so much. Hospitalized on Wednesday. His doctors feel it's the best way to get him on a quicker road to recovery. You mentioned that he's older. He's going to be on tour. And that kind of grueling schedule could really do him harm.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So he had a recent bout with staph infection. And that was last year. Forced him to postpone a number of U.S. tour dates. I give these rockers who have been living hard 69. Somewhere around 69 when the wheels start coming off.
What is he, 70?
I knew you were going to ask.
Four?
You look it up.
Right.
I'm going to say, let me guess. Ozzy, I'm going to say, is about 68.
Okay, that feels right.
You know, right around that area. So that's, you know, keep an eye on Ozzy. And
48.
He is not, he's born in 48?
Born in 48.
I was going to say, that dude is not 48.
Yeah, 60, 58, 70.
80. You do the same, do you? 58, 68, 78, 88, 98, 08 would make it 60.
18.
And then,
70.
Okay.
70.
You do not get the stuffed animal at the carnival because I was
yeah,
2 years on either side. You hipped me to the story on Frances Bean Cobain, and she was on RuPaul's podcast. I'd never heard of it, but you're
spill
a big
podcast.
What's the tea?
Yeah.
And she feels guilt over the wealth that she has inherited because she didn't earn it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's...
And his band members. Do they get a cut of anything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Kurt Cobain pretty much wrote the music and the lyrics, so he gets a lion's share of stuff. But being in the band, you get your royalties, too.
Okay.
So she's 26 and beautiful.
She is. Does Courtney get anything?
Only from Hole. I mean...
Oh, nothing from Nirvana? Because they were married when...
That's a good question. Yeah. I would imagine she would probably get something.
Yeah, I remember everyone being mad at her about that, so.
So Frances Bean Cobain and the whole Bean thing, I never got the Bean.
So cute. I love it.
She said, quote, my relationship to money is different because I didn't earn it. And so it's almost like this big giant loan that I'll never get rid of. I have an almost foreign relationship or guilt because it feels like money from somebody that I've never met, let alone earned myself, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
I say enjoy that dough, but. I like this right here. She said, quote, I'd say in the last 2 years, I've taken real accountability at looking at every little thing and talking with people in charge of my money. And she goes on to say that she really likes herself.
Man, one thing I've learned is you better trust the people that are in charge of that money.
You know,
because if she's young and doesn't know a lot and they're like, this is what you're going to do.
Right.
I don't know. I would have to keep a good eye.
You're going to put your money right into my account.
Right.
Yeah, she said, it took so long. I was effing bitter and angry and upset and resentful for a really long time. But I had a transformative shift in thinking. And she says, I've come to a place where I really love who I am. And, I mean, you see some pictures with her standing next to her mother, and she looks like she's like...
Yeah, like a teen.
Super
teen angst.
Angry.
Yeah, her relationship with her mom, she seems like the mother.
Yes.
To Courtney.
Great. That's a great analogy.
The way she talks about her, she's like, I've got to let her be... her and make her mistakes. And
she put some music up on Insta and she sounded pretty good.
She gave a description of what her music sounds like. Is it in there? It's in that.
Yeah.
Or she's like, I sound like Fiona Apple and there's a man crying in the corner. Like, it's a funny little bite.
Joe Elliott of Def Leppard says he knows who's going to induct the band into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he's being coy. Here he is.
I'm very pleased with that decision, but I'm not at liberty to say who because there are still minute possibilities that said person can't do it, but it's likely that they will. And the second that we know it's absolutely locked in, we'll make sure that everybody knows.
All right, Joe. He's very close to Brian May of Queen, also Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople days. And Queen is already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they got the Bo Rap thing going on big hard. So Brian May will probably be the choice. We'll let you know here. Glorious Sons put out an acoustic version of their hit, Sawed Off Shotgun. Let's get a little taste of that right there.
Everybody's acting like they're all right.
A little darker this way.
You know, a good song is a good song, no matter how you do it.
But you know, it's kind of a dark song, but when it's all jazzy, you don't notice it as much. When it's like this,
yeah,
you listen in a different way.
Right, yeah. And I mean, this song, you got a lot taken from, a lot going on, but it is such an upbeat. But yeah, you feel it. This was filmed last year at Longboat Hall in Toronto. You can watch it on the YouTube.
Cool. That's www.
Yeah, 3W. I thought I was cool, and I'd say, just go to 3W. And then the address
oh,
after
Kirk.
That. I stopped doing that.